Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Wash hands. Let me go to Father Roy Donovan. Roy, good afternoon.
Joe, hello.
How are you keeping?
Very good.
We've met before.
We have. We've met in Ballyfermot.
We have.
I knew your mother and family there, yeah.
She loved your Mass. She still does if we were still in Ballyer. But and we still could go to Mass because you had this incredible gift, which you'll get annoyed now when I mention on the radio. Father Roy Donovan has this incredible gift where when he's doing the gospel each week, he walks down into the body of the church and he retails the gospel as if it's a story. And I asked you once, because I sat through it, mesmerised a number of times, how you do. You memorise the Sunday Gospel, isn't that correct, Roy?
I do, Joe, and I still do that.
Yeah, incredible.
It's drama, and it's...
You give such meaning to it. Such meaning to it. And I know it meant that you were in demand, weren't you?
Well,
you were.
I know you were.
People want. Okay, well, it's a magnificent thing to do, and it's really meaningful. And I know it meant so much to my mother and all the people who go to St. Matthew's in Ballyfermot. But you're no longer in St. Matthew's. You were much to their upset, by the way. You were moved to where, Roy?
I'm down in the original diocese that was part of Cashel and Emily. Okay. I was only on loan, Joe.
I know that. And they couldn't keep up with the repayments. But anyway, you're heavily involved in the Association of Catholic Priests, and they've issued a statement over the weekend about public masses for Christmas. And what is the sting of the belief of the Association of Catholic Priests about Christmas ceremonies coming up, Roy?
Well, I should say from the outset, we do welcome public masses coming back again, the weekday masses and the Sunday masses. However, there's a strong feeling that maybe the government shouldn't have allowed masses to go ahead on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And if that had happened, it would have made our lives a lot easier. Because, as you know, the numbers that come for midnight mass especially and Christmas Day masses are enormous. Churches are full, and every parish has that in common. And this year we can only have 50. And when you have a full church and when you have a lot of preparation and work done and participation by choirs and people, you reach a moment in the liturgy where everyone feels Christmas has happened, Christmas is here. Okay. And you can see it in people's faces. You know, they're chatting in the church afterwards, they're chatting outside. There's just a magic to it all, and that can't happen this year. Even, you know, and obviously it can't happen with 50 people, and you can cause a lot of upset to people then in the parish who gets in and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. It can create bad feeling as well, you know. So I wish we were spared all that.
And you say that you believe, the Association of Catholic Priests believe, that the way to spare all that is by a blanket ban, so to speak.
Well, that would have been our feeling, but that's with hindsight now, and that is not the situation. And the situation is that it's open to parishes all over to decide themselves and must take responsibility and manage the numbers and manage it with safety. So, but that's with great, trepidation by pastoral councils.
And what are you hearing, Roy? What are churches doing? Are churches doing? Because I know I heard Archbishop Eamon Martin on Friday on the radio, the Prime of All Ireland. He was saying that. People, I'm paraphrasing him badly, of course. He's saying people shouldn't get hung up on the single day of Christmas. It's a whole time of year, and if you can't get to Mass on Christmas Day, would you consider another day, or would you consider doing something else? Are there options there, Roy?
I don't think so, because that's the ideal in the liturgy, the 12 days of Christmas, and that Christmas lasts up until the 6th of January and beyond. But for most people, Christmas is over on Christmas Day, and they want to be in the church on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day itself. The idea of hoping that people will go to other masses. I would think it's forlorn. I don't think people would do that. Mm-hmm. And we've already tried that during the last lockdown of encouraging people to come to mass during weekdays to spread it out from the weekends. But we didn't succeed anyway in our parish in that, you know, because people still want to come together for the Sunday mass or the vigil mass. And the idea of coming together, doing the Sunday mass and a weekday mass doesn't seem to be very acceptable to most people.
But you're saying having a public mass in every church and every parish may be a price too high to pay. In present circumstances, we need to err on the side of caution and wisdom.
Well, a lot of people are probably coming home from abroad. A lot of people are coming from all over the country. So all the parishes are going to have a big influx of people.
That's a good point, yeah.
We know with this virus that the more travelling that there is, the more dangerous it is. So it's just another element of outside of our control in the whole situation. And it's an element, I think, of fear, really, that... I suppose there could be also the situation where a lot of people mightn't want to go anywhere now, yeah. You know, with their hearing about the danger. I mean, we are in level three, and in level three there should be no masses, but the archbishops got this modification for us. And as I say, we're very glad to get back to weekday and weekend masses. But again, the Christmas Eve and the... And Christmas Day is, you know, I mean, we have stewards and volunteers, but a lot of parishes are going to find it difficult to get enough of volunteers and enough of stewarding for Christmas Eve, because some parishes are going to be putting on more masses, and some that's putting pressure, I suppose, on having more volunteers. Some parishes can't put on more masses because they've only just a limit, you know, maybe just one priest. And then you have the situation with Sunday following very closely on Christmas Day.
So
it's a lot of masses over those 4 days, you could say.
Yeah. Roy, what about ticketing?
Yes, a number of parishes are doing that. So I think people have that kind of custom and practice going on in parishes. We haven't done that. We haven't had to do that because the numbers were only going higher before this last lockdown, and so we didn't have to reserve the tickets. And we don't like turning people away. So if we do get that situation, we would have to get the tickets. But then you have to decide about the tickets. You know who. That's more work. Who gets them? There'll be some people saying, you know, how did he or she get them and others didn't, you know. So it can be an occasion bad feeling, as I was saying earlier.
And upset. Roy, stay there because Helen Madden is in Malahide in Dublin. What's your parish doing, Helen?
Well, to be honest, I don't say it. So thanks very much for having me on, first of all. And I, to be honest, I haven't listened to the whole conversation because I wasn't expecting to go on. But some that are parish, I don't usually go there, but I understand it's a ticketing system.
Okay.
So and that has its limitations. I mean, for me, I think it would be very sad if there's no Christmas Day Mass. I really, really do. And I think what I worry about is that everyone won't get to go. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to see a little bit more activity in maybe, you know, the way that Mass is delivered, maybe outdoor Masses with heaters.
And what do you think of the ticketing idea? Well, only people with tickets can go. So anyone who fetches up on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning without a ticket in that parish won't get in, obviously.
I find that very sad, Joe. You know, I'd hate someone to be turned away.
What do you think about what Father Roy and the Association of Catholic Priests are saying? And they're saying it might have been better just to cancel everything and put everything online.
Oh, no, I think that would be all. I mean, we've had enough of that, to be honest. You know, like, and I think maybe some people will engage with online Mass, but a lot of people won't. A lot of people can't. Maybe older people find it very difficult.
Well, there'll be mass, you know, on, there's a midnight mass on RTE, and there'll be a service then on Christmas morning. But Roy, Father Roy, what do you think of that point that Helen Madden made about the lockdown? The people have had enough of it.
Yes, and that is true. We have no problem. I have no problem with the public masses on weekdays and Sundays, but it's just for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. That's the difficulty we see, because of it's the biggest numbers of the year. It's just every church is full up and down the country, and this virus is very serious. And are we in danger of infecting people through our church gatherings? That's the big question.
Yeah. Well, I understand that the 50 people every church is confined to 50 people. And some churches I know, I was listening to one church, and they have different rooms, so they can accommodate more people. And some of them are putting on more masses.
But Helen, does that not, but you say they have different rooms. People all have to go into a different room at the same time, because the mass will be on at the same time. It will finish no matter what room you're in at the same time. People will then, it's Christmas Eve, so Christmas morning, they will congregate outside the church. And you see Mary, who's home from Boston, and Patrick is home from Stockholm, and they're... Isn't that Father Roy's point? He's not against, he's all in favour of public masses, but the fact of the matter is that over Christmas, for obvious reasons, because they are so popular, that's the reason why we should be extra vigilant about them, and if necessary, put them online. Do you take that point, Ellen?
Well, I can take the point that, you know, Father is coming from a good place, and everybody's coming from a good place. They're trying to protect people. But I suppose it's like everything, you know. I feel that our Christian faith, if you're a Christian, it's so very important. And it's coming together to pray. And so many people have, you know, particularly young people, they don't engage with online mass. They don't, and older people again. And maybe people, there is also another aspect to this. It is opt-in. You don't have to go to the church if you don't want to. I mean, people make a choice. I remember somebody saying that the priest down the country who was opening up the church for mass, you know, regardless of what the regulations were, they were blaming him, you know, for putting in danger. But people choose. I mean, and I think that's an important say as well. But again, I think there is room for more creativity here. Perhaps there are different exits from you know, that, you know, some churches have parish centres, for instance, and perhaps there can be a bit more thought into separating people, extra masses. I mean, it's very, very hard on the priest. I accept that. But look, I really do feel that personally. Okay. I think it would be very sad for us to go again to the online version. Because,
Stay with us, Helen. David Holden. David, you're listening to Father Roy. Go ahead. Your point, please, David.
No, I understand Father's point, Joe, but in our parish in Blarney, our parish priest has organised 14 masses between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, all by ticket only. And as he said, tongue-in-cheek yesterday, he'll have heavies outside making sure that people only come into the mass for which they have a
and how many are allowed, you know, at each mass? 50, is it?
Well, 50 is the norm. Again, we have accommodated more than that on occasion, etc. But, you know, this time it's very, very strictly ticketed, and that's what's important. There's a team that sanitise all the seats in the church after each mass and so on and so forth. So it's very, very well organised. And it's, you know, people are back in attendance since lockdown as well.
Yeah, but what do you think of that argument, David, that we're so close to the summit? In other words, we're so close to the vaccine.
Yeah.
We've got a long way up the Kilimanjaro or the Eiger or Mount Everest, probably a bit exotic. We're a long way up, and so it's been a very, very hard climb. A very hard. And we've lost some people along the way. And now we see the summit, which is the vaccine in January. It's been people, as I speak, are being injected in the UK. As I speak today, are being injected with the vaccine. But we're so close to the summit. Why risk it? Why risk it for one event, which happens to, by the world we live in and church history and the birth of Christ, which happens to fall just within 2 or 3 weeks of when we're going to get to the summit.
And we've I would think that for those people who believe that the mass is much more important than the pubs being open or the restaurants being open.
Yeah, but now that's we won't go into whataboutry. That doesn't get us anywhere. That doesn't get us anywhere near the summit. It gets us fighting at base camp, and the tent goes up in smoke, and everyone is in trouble then.
Well, if one does comparisons, Joe, there are few, if any, cases that have been outbreaks have been attributed to church gatherings.
In other countries, there have. In other countries, there have.
South
Korea
Ireland, Joe,
and the States.
And
I know, because the church...
We are very, very good at policing the rules. In fairness to all our priests, they've been very, very good at policing the rules.
Okay, who's going to do who's doing the 14 masses?
It will be between basically two priests probably, but definitely three priests. As I say, we have a retired priest who says mass in the parish.
Ruth, thanks, David Holden do you want to reply to David Valeroy?
Just one other thing, Joe. The parish priest has allocated a few masses specifically for parents with young children. He's allocated two masses for the elderly and their helpers only. So, you know, it's well thought out, well organised, and entirely, commensurate with the requirements, the health requirements.
Yeah, but the problem is this virus is even better thought out and is even more organised than any of us could ever be. Otherwise, the world wouldn't be under its cosh at the minute.
Any restaurant, anywhere, etc., and people are gathering and will continue to gather.
Okay.
So it's entirely reasonable that...
So what do you think of the Association of Catholic Priests saying they should have been shelved for this year? Christmas Eve and Christmas Day specifically.
I understand the concerns. Not every priest thinks the same.
Now, what do you think? What do you think of what the priests are saying?
Well, I think that those priests, those parishes that feel they can offer safely public masses should be entitled to do so, and parishioners should be entitled to attend.
The Association of Catholic Priests in Ireland, they represent not every Catholic priest, but a significant number. They've issued a statement saying many priests are being placed under undue and unfair pressure to multiply masses. This is over the 2 days of Christmas, effectively Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, to organise a ticket collection system, to agree unrealistic and dangerously inappropriate measures, to sanitise church buildings, and to recruit unrealistic numbers of volunteers, and they are saying that if in doubt, basically, which we are in doubt because we're inside of the vaccine, but the vaccine isn't here, leave it out. Mass in every church and every parish may be a price too high to pay. In present circumstances, we need to err on the side of caution and wisdom. And the pushback is coming from some parishioners. Della is in Bray. Della, your point, please.
Joe, we have a very good parish, Our Lady Queen of Peace, on Portland Road in Bray. And our parish priest, Father Joseph Whelan, is excellent in organising things. Mm-hmm. So we got every house in the parish got a letter, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday of last week, telling us that if we wanted to go to Mass on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, we could ring this morning, Monday, from 9:30 and book whichever Mass we wanted to go to, from 9:30 to 1 today. So I was up early and I booked my Mass for 9:00 on Christmas Eve.
And how many Masses are there?
There are two on Christmas Eve, 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. And on Christmas Day there are three, 9, 10:30 and 12. And there are excellent stewards in the church and it has been very, very well organised the whole time, like when we were open during the COVID. The seats are cleaned every time Mass finishes and the place has got ready for the next congregation to come in. And I can't see any harm in it. Now, we don't have an enormous church. We have a lovely church. I really don't know how many fit in the church at one time, but the numbers are restricted. Every second seat, and I think it's one family or three people in a seat.
And do you think it's now an hour and 40 minutes after the closing bell on the for the tickets for the masses? Do you reckon they were booked out?
Well, when I rang, I got through at about a quarter past ten. The number was very busy.
Oh.
And I got the tickets for myself and my husband.
And is there a limit on the number of tickets I can ask for?
Oh, there are, yeah.
How many can I ask for?
Each booking is limited to either one entire household or four from different households.
Oh. So there are limitations.
Oh, there are definitely limitations. But we got the letter, and the information is on the web, the parish website, and Father Whelan announced it at the Mass, he said yesterday, what was happening yeah. and how it would be arranged. And it's a pity that everybody can't go, but I think he's doing his very best, and he has it really well organised with the people who clean and take after things, and there are stewards there to
lead
you to your
seat. Who does the cleaning after each Mass?
Stewards, ladies and gentlemen in the parish,
and
volunteers.
Brilliant. And is it the same people after each Mass?
No, I think there are... The only way I know who they are is after Mass.
You just see
when you
them,
look
yeah.
at the web, the Mass on the website, the people are in the church immediately.
And you don't, Dali, you don't see any issue. You know the way you say, oh, the phone lines will open at night. It sounds like you're booking for a concert. You know the way you say phone lines will open at 9 o'clock, and then 9:10 the Beyonce announces a second concert.
Well, now, Joe, we're in difficult times, and it's the
yeah.
COVID-19 that's
exactly.
the problem, and we have to make some allowances and arrange things as best we can.
But what do you think of what the Association of Catholic Priests are saying? Is if in doubt, leave it out.
Well, look, it's up to every priest to do yeah. what they want to do. I just know that our priest, parish priest, is excellent. And for confessions,
well,
even...
Roy Donovan is excellent as well. But he's not. He's excellent. I'm sure Joe Wheel, I don't know, maybe I've met Joe. I've met most Dublin priests. I'm sure he's brilliant as well. But like, just because Father Roy is saying, no, I'm not going to...
I'm not criticising any priest that decide not to have Mass. I just rang to tell you how well organised our parish is.
Okay, well done. And I hope...
And Joe, could I also mention that our parish priest has organised confessions on Saturday the 12th of December, Saturday the 19th of December and Christmas Eve on the 24th of December. So we can have no communal service this year. So he has organised individual confessions.
There's plenty happening. Okay, thanks indeed, Della. Danny Tiernan. Danny, your point, please.
Yes, Joe. I don't think there should be any Mass Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
Why not?
Because it's going to make it too complicated, and it's going to personalise a lot of it. Because I'm steward at Mass. Who do you let in? Who do you keep out?
You let in people who have the tickets. Isn't that it? You get tickets.
You're going to get people saying, "Oh, well, it was selective, and they gave tickets to their buddies or their friends, or you know, to let this one in, to let that one in." Like, if you let nobody in, everybody is equal. If they're letting people in, then people aren't equal. Some are going to look at it as if, oh, they're buddies, their mates, you know, their neighbours, whatever.
Okay, Denise Hughes is in Waterford. Thanks, Danny. And by the way, Danny, you are a steward, I see.
Yes, I am, yeah.
And what's it like being a steward in these times?
It's not too bad at the moment.
Okay.
Because you'll only get a few people over and above, maybe six or seven over and above. And we have a place outside the church where people can sit down in the open, and we've speakers outside where they can hear Mass.
Okay.
But that's not going to work on Christmas. There'll be too many people.
And it must be tough anyway, turning people away.
It's very tough turning people away. You see people and they've made an effort to, some of them are elderly and they're coming along and...
Might be struggling,
and and you say, well, I can't let you in because it's already, the court is inside, you know?
Yeah.
And it is tough. It's very tough to say to somebody, you can't go in.
And what response do you get when you say that, Danny?
Oh, people respect, like, you know, what you're saying. They respect that it's not your doing, you know. It's what's been laid down by the powers that be.
Okay. Let me go to Denise. Thanks, Danny and Roscommon. Denise in Waterford. Denise Hughes, your point,
Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon,
Joe,
Denise.
I would like just... I was sitting in my kitchen drinking tea, and I just feel so strongly about this. Firstly, I'd like to say I completely agree with Father Roy O'Donovan and the Association of Catholic Priests. you know, the risk of virus transmission, huge numbers. I completely agree with them. I also agree with Danny, and I partly agree with some of the stuff that Della said. Mm-hmm. Now, this whole idea of tickets for masses, booking masses, I mean, what is the Eucharist about? What is Christmas about? If people are going to come, I completely disagree with booking, ringing in to book. First come, first served. If we have to do it, people will come. We're all adults. The mm-hmm. people said, there'll be consternation. I happen to be a part of a thriving Christian community here in Waterford with a terrific number of people who've worked really hard throughout this whole COVID. Fantastic priests, fantastic community. But I'll tell you, Christmas was not about people who are coming regularly that they would get seats. Whoever comes, comes. And if that is people who've never been to Mass in the previous years, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I agree with Danny. This whole thing of booking, people will feel left out. There will be a lot of ill feeling. We would have been better, as Father O'Donovan said, to have no Masses at this time. That's all that I want to say, really.
And it's well said, Denise. Thanks. That's Denise Hughes in Waterford. Roy, well, it's 50-50, isn't it, so far in terms of...
yeah.
Do you think there's going to... Well, can you I presume you can refuse to say Mass.
Yes, and I think maybe that should go out, that people and everyone else should take the pressure off of parishes, off pastoral councils and priests, to do a Mass this Christmas Eve and this Christmas Day, that if they choose not to and go online, the parishes should be allowed that freedom, and that should be emphasised.
And what about people say, well, the priest should be one of your main roles that you decide to take on in your vocation is the celebration of Mass. You should take every opportunity to say Mass. Sorry, I'm paraphrasing.
I think for safety and what the signs and public management people, what they're all telling us, that gatherings are dangerous and we're in level C. Mm-hmm. And the danger is that as we get nearer Christmas, everybody will accept that we're back to normal. You know, and when we're very far from normal. That this virus is not going to take a holiday for Christmas. We have to be very, very careful.
But a number of priests have been very, very vocal in public. I'm thinking of PJ Hughes up in, is it Cavan, where he basically said it's a police state because of the restrictions on Mass. Now, I know you can't...
Science comes first. What the medical people are telling us and the science people... Safety is number one. Safety is more important than everything else. That's number one, that we're keeping one another safe. We sacrifice this time, and we'll do it very good next year, or the next time we have an opportunity, we can redouble our efforts. We'll really appreciate when we can do it with safety and adhering to all the guidelines when we can.
Okay. By the way, Roy, somebody mentioned confessions there. Is it possible to do confessions, obviously individual confessions, online?
Well, presently, Pope Francis has said that if you say an act of contrition, that you're sorry for your sins and just make a sincere act of contrition, that's enough at the moment in the pandemic, and then you can go to confession when the pandemic is over.
Okay.
So I would think that should be... as Pope Francis has said, that we should take that on board, because otherwise doing confessions in the present circumstances is, again, you're endangering people's lives.
And what about, how should communion be administered in the pandemic? Are there guidelines on that?
There are, that whoever is giving out communion wears a mask, and the recipient is wearing a mask up until receiving communion, and that the person giving out communion sanitizes their hands beforehand.
Mm. It's still risky, given what we know about the virus.
Well, I suppose immediately before communion is given out, the person sanitizes mm-hmm. their hands, and wearing a full visor, I think that and keeping a distance with giving out the communion, that the people adhere to social distancing on the way up and on the way back. As somebody said earlier on, there's been very few cases from that in churches. Mm. The cases that do come in relation to churches are mostly got to do with the gatherings after the church, you know, where there have been some cases with communion and confirmation and funerals, but it's not within the church body that this is happening, from what I gather anyway. The evidence seems to be pointing that when people gather outside afterwards.
Which definitely happens at Christmas.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, which is your point. It's the reason why you're specific about those 2 days. By the way, were priests consulted before the bishops lobbied the government?
No.
Okay.
I suppose a lot of people were wanting to have public masses again.
Yeah, well, there was a big...
And a lot of priests probably were as well, yeah. I know a lot of priests are delighted to get back again to celebrating mass. And I do know that we do appreciate having weekday and weekend masses. Again, as we've said a few times, it's just Christmas Eve and Christmas Day is the problem.
Okay, thanks indeed. That's Father Roy Donovan. He is in Cathar Connellish Parish PP in County Limerick. Thanks to all our callers. Joe at rte.ie.